And now, Barry Sullivan, famous motion picture and stage star in Eavesdropper, a drama of the unexpected.
Your name, senor?
Ray Madison. That spell was two D's.
Si, two D's. Address?
New York City, New York, USA.
Occupation?
Tourist.
I see. If you wish to make a confession, it may save us both time and trouble.
Yeah?
Si, senor.
Well, all right. What have I got to lose? You must know the whole story by now, anyway.
They will call a stenographer.
Make it a redhead.
The color of the hair does not matter, senor. Here in El Hondos, we utilize male stenographers. Pedro. Pedro, venga pronto. Now, senor Madison. As you say in your native land, sing.
Okay, chum. This confession will include a full statement of my connection with the abortive revolution of Colonel Juan Dominguez. It will be long and detailed, but you ask for it. I came down to this hot, smelly little country 3 months ago. Partly because things were too warm in New York, and partly because El Hondos was advertised in the travel posters along Fifth Avenue as a land of opportunity. So for 90 days, I've eaten hot food, slept in hot hotels, tried to keep out of the hot sun, and serenaded a Latin woman. It's been very enervating, all that heat. But in spite of the natural attractions of your beautiful little republic, senor, I forced my mind into odious business matters. It's an old North American custom. All right, now let's get this straight, Juan.
Colonel Domingo, if you please, senor.
Oh, sure, I know how you feel. I was a sergeant once myself.
Pretty amusing.
Is it? I didn't think so at the time. But let's get down to business, Colonel. You want 79 machine guns, 2,000 rounds of...
Senor, please. It's a revolution, you know. You might be overheard.
Okay.
Now, I have prepared a list of the firearms we shall require. You will please memorize this paper and then destroy it. And in, shall we say, 3 weeks, my needs will be satisfied.
Maybe, if you don't need too much, and if the price is right. I'm the middleman in this deal, you know, senor, and I wouldn't like to be left in the middle.
You'll be well rewarded, amigo, when I assume the duties of government.
If you don't mind, Colonel, I'd like something in advance. You never can tell how an election will turn out.
In El Hondos, one can predict if one is well equipped.
Maybe, but I'd like 5,000 on account.
Very well, senor. When the arrangements are complete, you'll receive your money.
Dollars, Colonel, not pesos. Domingo pulled his chest up out of his stomach, clicked his heels, bowed, and strode off down the street. The cluster of beggars at the far end of the square gave him a wide berth. Colonel Domingo wasn't likely to be voted the most popular man in El Hondos unless he had a 105-millimeter howitzer pointed at the ballot box. But he had friends. He wanted to influence people, and what was most important to me, possessed a very full cash box. 3 weeks later, I had contacted some specialists in the homeland. I always buy American. They agreed to forward a shipment of thunder sticks to be carefully mislabeled canned peaches. I anticipated prompt arrival aboard the SS Night Rose, which was scheduled to drop anchor in a sheltered cove belonging to the current president's current girlfriend. The lady in question, Dolores, was already anticipating a political upheaval and spent her spare time practicing the gentle art of waxing mustaches. So I was ready for my 5,000 bucks. Colonel Domingo was ready for his guns. The president's girlfriend was ready for a change of administration. And El Hondos was more than ready for a grade one Class B revolution.
When is this, Senor Madison?
Colonel?
I trust I have not kept you waiting, amigo.
Hello, the pleasure was all mine. I've just been sitting here drinking my tequila and enjoying the view.
The pretty girls at the fountain with the jugs of water on their head, no?
Yeah, they have such extraordinary equilibrium.
Equilibrium?
Let it go. Now, let's get down to business, Colonel.
Shh. Not here. On the patio. There might be eavesdroppers.
Ah, there's nobody important around. This cafe is as empty as a burlesque theater after a raid.
Very well. But caution is the watchword. Remember.
I remember.
And I may as well tell you. If anything happens, the fact that you are an American citizen will afford no protection. The official police do not look for the passports until they are certain that a corpse is a corpse.
Yeah, but in any case, I'd like to think that the body had $5,000 just for funeral expenses. The high cost of dying, you know?
Please, not joke, senor.
In my country, nobody jokes about $5,000.
When the arrangements are complete, you will have the money.
That's what I'm here to tell you. Everything's all set. The boat docks tomorrow evening. Here, I've got a telegram. Here, read it.
But I do not understand.
Peaches are machine guns. Apricots, there are rifles. Candied yams are ammunition. And the hominy grits are TNT.
Oh, a course.
Yeah, you catch on quick.
Then tomorrow at midnight, we will move swiftly from Dolores' plantation to the capital, and the revolt will begin.
And there'll be $5,000 for me, if you please.
Very well. But Senor Madison, you have a one-track mind. What was that? Look.
Huh? What?
Look, that beggar. He was sitting down there. He's running away.
So what?
But he heard us. Do you not understand? He heard everything.
Okay, don't get excited.
But he may go to the police. See, he's disappeared around the corner. If he should talk, I am ruined, my honor. Do you not realize what it means to lead an unsuccessful revolution? He's a personal disgrace.
Well, that's life.
Unless he is found and stops, our lives are in jeopardy, Senor Madison. That beggar must be prevented from reaching the government officials.
I'll take your word for
it. If he isn't captured, I cannot pay you the $5,000.
Well, for Pete's sakes, why didn't you say so in the first place? Stop worrying, Colonel. I'll find our eavesdropper, and the revolution can go off on schedule. Domingo waggled his mustache with deep concern, but I didn't wait to listen to him. I'd spotted the little beggar limping across the edge of the square, and I took after him like a sailor on his first shore leave. But I was too late. He'd already been swallowed up in the maze of narrow, twisting streets that fingered their way down toward the waterless Hondas River. That beggar had to be found and silenced. I value my neck as much as the next guy. And although I hadn't informed Colonel Dominga, I realized if that little brown stool pigeon ever reached the police, my life was worth about as much as a duck in a shooting gallery. You see, I know that some of these boys take their revolutions kind of serious. In fact, dead serious. So I went in search of my prey. Felipe Roxas, the clerk at the Hotel del Granada, said he knew everybody in El Hondas, and I figured he could be of some help. Yeah, he knew everybody in El Hondas.
Si, Senor Madison. I think the man you are looking for is Pedro Gonzalez. Si, it must be Pedro.
Pedro, thanks.
But it could also be Raul Martinez.
Martinez?
Or Fernando Garcia, or Roberto Hernandez, or Carlos Limon, or Francis.
Felipe was no help. By now, Colonel Dominga and his hopes for revolution had wilted perceptibly. I decided our only chance was for me to wander the streets and turn our little brown friend up before he turned us in. My meanderings led me into every bar, greasy spoon, flop house, and dance pavilion in the capital. I discovered a total of 17 beggars who limped, wore tan sombreros, had big ears and shifty eyes, but none exactly fitted the picture of the little man who overheard my conversation. And then number 18 did. It was just a few minutes ago when I spotted him. He was coming out of a large white building, his flat-nosed face wreathed in smiles and his sombrero cocked at a jaunty angle. I broke several records for the 100-yard dash as I crossed the street. He saw me, effected a miraculous cure for his limp, and spurted away like a frightened fawn. But I caught him.
What do you want, senor? Me no do wrong. What senor wants?
I took a stranglehold on the little guy's throat and was just applying leverage when a guy in uniform burst out of the entrance of the white building, flashing a large black old-fashioned revolver.
What is going on here, senor?
Not a thing, officer. Just doing my calisthenics. Finger exercises. Great for the muscles.
Senor, this is unforgivable. Do you not know where you are? This is the police station. Senor, it is no proper place to commit a murder.
You were so right, officer. I relaxed my grip. No sense wasting energy on such a hot day. And besides, my victim had already squealed. He was coming out of the precinct station, not going in. I was the one that was going in, prodded by your large black revolver. As far as I was concerned, Colonel Dominguez's revolution was finished, and goodbye, $5,000. Well, that's it.
Si, senor.
So ends the shortest revolution in the history of El Hondas. You boys will, of course, be able to collect the canned goods when the Night Rose docks tonight. And now I'd like to see the American consul.
Gracias. The Republic of El Hondos is indebted to you for this information.
Huh? Why me? That little eavesdropper must have given you the straight dope before this.
He told us nothing, senor.
Nothing? Then what was he doing in the police station?
His begging permit needed renewal, and Diego is always prompt.
You mean he didn't tell you about the revolution?
But no, senor. How could he? Hear nothing of your conversation with Colonel Dominga. You see, Diego is deaf. Totally deaf.
Eavesdropper starred Barry Sullivan. Listen soon for another of your favorite motion picture stars in a drama of The Unexpected. This program was transcribed in Hollywood.